the key components of the bill are both that it's a more progressive, more fair tax system. The other component for me that's very important is giving relief to our small businesses.
That's Representative Christine Litton, chair of the House Finance Committee. Her committee held a public hearing Monday on a group of tax reforms needed to pay for Supreme Court-mandated investments in K-12 schools. Citizens testifying at the hearing, about 100 strong, were mostly supportive of the plan, and Litton, a Democrat from Anacortes, said that didn't come as a surprise. No one likes taxes, she said, but the House plan actually cuts taxes for more than 250,000 Washington businesses, completely wiping out the hated B&O for more than 70% of the businesses in the state.
We both realize, the Senate and the House, that taxes are critical at this point for us to have a balanced budget and have a strong education system. So we're not as far apart as many people think because we both recognize that we need revenue.
The House plan eliminates a number of outdated tax breaks that no longer benefit the state and collects a modest capital gains tax that would affect the top 1 or 2% of taxpayers. It's a sharp contrast to the plan advanced by Senate Republican leaders, which would raise several billion dollars by increasing property taxes paid by middle and working class taxpayers, mostly in the Puget Sound region. The legislature is set to adjourn in just 3 weeks. Not much time to bridge a gap that large, but Litton said she remains hopeful Republicans will finally join her and her Democratic colleagues at the negotiating table. In Olympia, I'm Dan Frizzell.